In a corner of a gated community in Mahwah, New Jersey, there's a bit of land that the Ramapo Lenape tribe says is sacred.
It has ancestral importance. As long as I can remember, people's gone there and prayed and used it for ceremony. My name is Dwayne Perry. I'm the principal chief of the Ramapo Lenape Nation, which are the ancestral people of the New York-New Jersey border region.
But the Ramapo tribe has been locked in legal battles with the township of Mahwah for years. And that's because Mahwah says the religious ceremonies violate local zoning laws, and they fined the tribe a total of $4 million. Chief Perry told The Takeaway he thinks that's unfair.
We're told now we don't have the right to two or more Ramapo to pray on our own land is against the law. We're told that our prayer circle and our altar suddenly has become a danger, and the entire housing authority is going to float away in a flood. Therefore, we need a permit. So it's really been a series of harassments.
The Ramapo tribe owns the land, but the Mahwah Township says religious objects like upright poles and a pile of rocks are structures that need permits, partly because the property is on a floodplain. So the tribe filed a lawsuit against Mahwah, saying the town was violating its religious freedom. And the Trump administration's Department of Justice weighed in on the side of the tribe in a move that was surprising to some. For more on this case and the arguments about religious liberty at its core, we turn to Catherine Franke, a professor at Columbia Law and the faculty director of the Law, Rights, and Religion Project. Catherine, thanks for being back with us on The Takeaway.
Great to see you, Tanzina.
And Catherine, we should say that you are on the board of the Center for Constitutional Rights, which is involved in the lawsuit. So, Catherine, can you describe this site in New Jersey and how big of a piece of land we're talking about here?
It's not a very large piece of land, but its strategic importance is that it's sort of nested inside the Mahwah Polo Club. And so they are uncomfortably in proximity to their neighbors who are not happy having them there at all.
What exactly is the Ramapo tribe alleging in its lawsuit?
The tribe is alleging that they have religious liberty rights secured under the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act. It's a mouthful. We call it RLUIPA for those of us in the business. And that federal statute protects people of faith from discrimination in zoning and also in prison contexts. They've been hit with all sorts of fines for zoning violations. And those fines are really just for their exercising their religious practices on their own land. So federal law very clearly protects the kinds of things that they're doing, and they're really being persecuted by the city of Mahwah for merely occupying land that I would say they have occupied since before Europeans were here in New York, in New Jersey, and indeed the land you and I are sitting on right now is Lenape land.
How did we get here then that this becomes is this a question of religious liberty or is it a question of land? What is the real crux of the issue here?
Well, it's both. It's both. I mean, towns are completely entitled to have reasonable zoning laws and require permits for certain things that are going on in their towns that they think are worthy of being permitted. But what we have here are people who are engaging in long-term religious practices that A, don't violate local zoning laws, and B, even if they did, they would be entitled to a variance under federal law because it's a religious practice they're engaging in. I mean, think about a creche that someone might set up for Christmas or a sukkah that a Jew might put up for Sukkot, right? There are all sorts of religious traditions that involve building ceremonial items on your land as part of your religious practice, and they're only targeting the Lenape Ramapo tribe here in this case.
And they've also been targeted with fines. Catherine, is this case similar to other cases that have been brought under the Religious Freedom and Institutionalized Persons Land Use Act?
And those of us who work in this area just call it RLUIPA, a kind of ugly word. But what I would say is that this is an easy RLUIPA case. We see lots and lots of zoning cases like this where people of faith are looking for a variance in order to perhaps the other Native tribes set up a sweat lodge or use your land in a way that's consonant with your faith and with your religious practices. And it's a routine thing for either local governments to grant those variances or federal courts to require local governments to do so. But here we see the local government just going after and basically fining the Lenape people out of existence.
The Justice Department recently weighed in on the case. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, every now and then, and this is an unusual thing, the Justice Department will file what's called a statement of interest. And what it is it's a legal document that says we actually have an interest in the outcome of this case, and we have an opinion about how it should be resolved. And they filed, the Justice Department did, a statement of interest in the case in favor of the Ramapo people, which is unusual because if you look at what statements of interest this administration has filed in religious liberty cases, they are overwhelmingly cases that involve right-wing evangelical Christians. So there are a couple Muslim cases, there's one Hindu case, and now there's this case for Native Americans. But overwhelmingly, we're talking about right-wing evangelical Christians, which is really where this government has placed all of its resources in terms of respecting and enforcing religious liberty rights.
Is this a question then of the DOJ and more largely the Trump administration signaling that religion does weigh heavily in their decision making?
The local government that it weighs, yeah, absolutely. And for the Justice Department, and I have to say it's the local attorney general's office in New Jersey who represents one of these pockets of, I think, right-minded thinking in what is an otherwise off-the-rails Justice Department. But I want to do a shout-out for the U.S. Attorney's Office in New Jersey. They are representing the idea here that this is a really obscene form of religious persecution. And the thing, just to contrast what's happening in New Jersey with what's happening in Arizona, the very same Justice Department is criminally prosecuting Unitarian sanctuary activists who are leaving water and food in the desert for migrants. And those migrants will die and are dying without water and food. So these volunteers go out into the southern Arizona desert and regularly leave water and food just so that people don't die. They're not harboring them. They're not aiding them in their migration or what might be arguably called illegal migration, but I don't think it is. But the federal government is prosecuting them for felonies. So you've got, on the one hand, the Justice Department showing up for the Lenape people, which is certainly admirable and right, and on the other hand, more typically, the Justice Department is prosecuting their political opponents and denying them the same religious liberty rights that evangelical Christians are seeing the Justice Department defend.
Could this case set a precedent?
It could set a precedent, but again, it's a pretty garden variety RLUIPA case. It's not unusual. It's not a hard case for the federal court to resolve in the favor of the Lenape people. What's unusual, I think, is that we've got a good U.S. Attorney's Office in New Jersey who's using an even hand in interpreting religious liberty rights. That's what's worth paying attention to here.
And when we look at religious land use cases like this, Catherine, does the law tend to favor one side versus the other, historically, at least in your experience?
Well, the reason Congress passed RLUIPA was that there were all sorts of problems across the country with people of faith not getting what we would think are reasonable accommodations of their faith-based practices. So RLUIPA is largely used in zoning cases like this and for people who are incarcerated, who might need a special diet, might need some special accommodation for their religion. It's been a very important statute to protect minority religious rights.
Catherine Franke is a professor at Columbia Law and the faculty director of the Law, Rights, and Religion Project. Catherine, thanks for coming on the show.
It's my pleasure.